Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Little Damian Priest intro. Yo, let me tell you something. So we went to Bad Blood on Saturday. Shouts out to the plug. I don't want to put him out there, but shouts out to the plug.
Can't speak the plug's name.
Yeah,
over
I can't
air.
Speak the plug's name over the air. But Steak, thank you for connecting me with the plug. I can say that. Shouts out to the plug. I mean, it was so clutch. So my 8-year old, he happened to catch me watching SummerSlam. Obviously, back in the summer, was that August? And decided, he was like, because he's seen me watch wrestling. He's kind of glanced at it, but he's always on his tablet, so he's never, like, fully locked in. And so one day he comes into the basement. I'm watching SummerSlam, and he plops on the couch. And then ever since then, anytime I'm watching wrestling, he's, like, plugged in, locked in. And I don't know why, how, but Damian Priest, like, instantly became his favorite wrestler. So Damian Priest, and then Cody's probably a close, very, very close second. Those are like his two wrestlers that he likes. And so shouts out to the plug. But it was such a cool moment because when I was his age, I was a big wrestling fan myself, but I never got to go to a live event as a kid. Like, so to be able to hang out with him there and just watch him, like, you know, do everything the crowd was doing. This is awesome. This is awesome. You know, all of that, the boos, the tears, and just the O's and the I's. And, I mean, it was really a cool moment, but really good. You know, shouts out to the plug. He hooked us up. We get home Sunday. He's like, hey, Dad, can you see if that's on TV to see if they saw us? I think they probably got us on TV. So, sure enough, I pull it up on the Peacock, as Chuck would say, the Peacock. And we were watching the play. And sure enough, man, like, we're right there, man. Like, every time they show, like I said, from that, if you're watching your TV, the ramp, entrance ramp is to your left. And so we're on that side of the ring. So every time they showed it and zoomed in on a wrestler's face or whatever, you can kind of see us just clear. In fact, I took a video of it. I'll have to show you after the show. But it was really, really cool. And
there are regular people who are like that. Like, there's a guy who specifically wears, like, a yellow shirt that's known as, like, yellow shirt guy. Like,
yeah. So he's hooked, man. Like, they were advertising all the different lives coming up, pay-per-views and things like that. And he's like, oh, we got to go to Vegas because, you know, next year Vegas is in, WrestleMania is in Vegas. He's like, oh, we got to go to Vegas. I was like, you son, slow down. So it was really cool, man. So anyway.
What's his favorite chant, real quick?
His favorite chant? I don't know, because that was his first live. So I think it'll probably take a couple of more for him to really kind of, you know, have a favorite chant. But he jumped on that. This is awesome.
Last
real quick.
Year, and his was when the referee only gets a two count and the whole crowd goes, two.
Yeah. Yeah. So good stuff. Anyway, welcome to another week and dive into the world of high school sports. Sorry about that. Sorry about the wrestling, rant there. But again, it was just a really cool moment to hang out with the kiddo there and whatnot. But still coming up here in just a couple of minutes, seconds, I should say. Actually, Coach Greg Barnett, Columbia Eagles football head coach, man, big region win for them to open up region play last week, and they'll get ready for another big region matchup this week. Later on, Todd Holcomb of Georgia High School Football Daily, also Atlanta Journal-Constitution, had to get him on the phone because, you know, I felt like we definitely had to talk about this competitive balance reclass model that GHSA is looking into, you know, considering putting on the table for vote and all that stuff. And, you know, there was a earlier shout out to Mike Johnson of the Morning Shift. He talked about it briefly during their show. I think it was Monday. It might have been yesterday. But, it was just, you know, we're just trying to get a clear understanding. So I reached out to Mr. Holcomb, and he graciously joined me to kind of shed some light on what he knows and how it would look. And so I'm going to bring that to you and looking forward to you hearing that conversation, especially if you're interested in wanting to just know, like, what would this look like? What does it mean exactly? How is it going to work if it happens? So all that and more coming up here on the show. But let's go ahead and get into our conversation with Coach Barnett. Like I said, big way for them to open up the region last week, talking about the Columbia Eagles as they picked up a nice win. Again, getting region play started. And the reason the win was I shouldn't say big, but important, because they've started the season off a little rocky. In fact, I think 0-6, I want to say, to get the season started. But again, we all know it's really what you do in your region play that kind of matters the most, right? And so they were able to pick up a very impressive and controlling 56-15 win over South Atlanta, again, to get region play underway. And here's the conversation with Coach Barnett about his guys, you know, just staying mentally locked in despite how the season started, getting the win, and more.
Man, it's definitely been a heck of a season up until this point. You know, we had a treacherous schedule, you know, which was purposely done. You know, of course, I didn't expect to be 0-6 going into the region, but we're definitely battle tested. You know, we've been playing against some top quality teams, programs, you know, with top players across the nation, in the nation. So it was definitely rewarding, you know, starting off the region the right way, getting the win, and the guys been working extremely hard. I still have their focus. Everything, all of our goals that we set in the beginning of the season are still in front of us. So that was a good win. We're taking it one at a time.
And, you know, what's the message from you and your staff, you know, when you have a start like that? Because, you know, you're dealing with 14, 15, 16, you know, 17-year-olds that could easily, you know, check out on you, right? Like, what's the message? And I say that because you guys didn't just get the win. You guys convincingly got the win. So that, to me, that says these guys were still bought in, you know what I mean? Like, regardless of what went on prior to the game this week, they were still locked in and they came out and they showed and proved. So what's your message throughout, you know, the season when it's rough for the guys?
Yep, man, that's a great point, man. We definitely, you know, as a coaching staff, you know, we still have the attention of the guys. You know, part of that is just being transparent, you know what I'm saying, being honest with the guys, letting them know the plan that was in place from the very beginning. You know, the season, every season is a process, is a journey. Each season has a different journey of its own. So, like I said, man, just keeping them motivated, you know, keeping practice, you know what I'm saying, highly detailed, you know, and going out and getting better every week against those top quality teams, you know, it definitely paid some dividends on yesterday's game.
All right. And how does senior leadership play a role with you, for you guys, as far as, you know, helping keep that message, you know, kind of, especially with the younger, like I said, you know, those younger guys, those 14, 15-year-olds where, you know, this is their first taste of football at this level, and it may not be what they thought it was going to be.
So my seniors, they have been great. Like I said, unfortunately, you know, our record, win-loss record doesn't reflect that. But they have been staying the course. You know, they have been extremely motivated. You know, they are winning off the field. You know, with the small daily deposits, you know, the small things like being on time for class, you know, not being disruptive, doing the small things at home, you know, they transfer over to the field. So my seniors have been doing a good job. You know, one of our main sayings is stare adversity in the face. You know, football, you know, it's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, you know, the ultimate goal is to be a state champion. I don't know any state champion in the past that has had an easy route. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I believe in, you know what I'm saying, a rose growing from the concrete, man. So we just stand the course. My seniors, they've been great. A lot of those guys, you know, have experience, you know, from the previous teams, you know, last year's success. They were juniors. So, you know, they know what it takes to get up to that point, you know. So we're just taking a day at a time.
Good deal, man. Hanging out with Coach Greg Barnett, Columbia Eagles on that east side, representing, as you said, it's not going to be an easy road. Coming up next, Miller Grove, another strong opponent. You know what I'm saying? What's the message when you guys get back to work next week?
Man, the message is, you know, like I said, hey, paying attention to details, man. Mm-hmm. You know, playing all the way through, having a lot of effort. Miller Grove, they just came off of a big win themselves last night. I'm definitely, you know, respect all opponents. They're a well-coached team. Coach Brown does a good job, even though we haven't played each other in the past. But I've been watching him, you know, being a counterpart in DeKalb County. So I'm excited for the matchup. I'm excited for the opportunity for my guys to go out and showcase, you know, their talent. And hopefully the ball will swing our way.
All right, and one more before I let you go, Coach. You know, I follow you guys, I keep up with you guys, and every year, you know, you do something big for those kids off the field, in a sense, as far as whether it's a, you know, alum that comes back and does something really big. I don't know if I missed it this year, man, but you know what I'm saying? Who'd you have pull up on y'all this time, man? Because you don't waste no time, man.
Man, you know, coming from, you know, being an alum from Columbia, man, I've developed a lot of relationships with a lot of, you know, great people. You know, we've actually, you know, been blessed and having a lot of support, you know, from close friends and people that want to see us be successful. The Free Wishes Foundation, of course, Future, that's been one of my biggest supporters over the years. Mm-hmm. We actually got something specially planned for these guys this year. Hey, man, you got to stay tuned. You got to keep the cameras on Columbia, man, and you'll see what we got planned, man.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it at that then, because obviously we don't want to spoil that.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely happening.
That's what's up, man. Well, Coach, man, congratulations on the success that you do have over there with those guys, man. I've had a chance to come over and visit with you several times, and it's bigger than what goes on in the wins and loss columns, and I love that. Sir. That's why I love always showing support for you guys. So, man, continued success with what you're doing over there at Columbia, man, and good luck down the stretch of the season here.
Man, I appreciate it. You know, thanks for all your support and covering my guys. You've always been there since day one, man. You know, congratulations to you and your success as well, man.
I'm a big fan of your show as well.
I get a lot of intel on a lot of teams, some teams that we're playing against, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of know who to look for when I turn on Prep Sports Nation, man. So I appreciate you too, man.
Hey, man, Coach, appreciate it, man. And, good luck, man. Go Eagles, man.
That's right.
All right, man, that's my guy, man, Coach G, man, Coach Barnett, holding it down, man, and hats off to what he's done again with that program. And here's the deal, again, whoever wins between them and Miller Grove would have they would have sole possession, temporarily at least, of first place in the region standings. And look, they've got to, you know, their region is tough. It's a smaller region. It's only five teams, and you know the top four get in. So it's a smaller region, so their percentage chance of trying to get in is probably a little higher. But still, you don't overlook any team. We know that in any sport, whatever the case, that's the golden rule. You don't overlook anybody. So up next, Miller Grove, they'll try to get over that hump. And, obviously, good luck to Miller Grove as well, because I've had Coach on the show. And, you know, it's always love for all the kids, all the programs. You know, in the perfect world, everybody would go to the playoffs, right? But unfortunately, that can't be the case. So, all right, still to come here on the show, what I'm looking forward to. Tell you about that. Some good stuff, real big stuff coming up this weekend that something I haven't been able to do in a very long time because I'm always working. And I'll actually get to do it this Saturday. Looking forward to it. Tell you about that. A little high school football matchup I'm looking forward to. And most importantly, Todd Holcomb, Georgia High School Football Daily, AJC. He's going to kind of give you a little insight, intel on what this competitive balance reclass model would look like if Georgia High School Association were to adopt it. So it's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.